Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscolito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscolito, more than just a tire store. Today's guests are Giants pitcher Jake Peavy and infielder Kelby Tomlinson. We'll start with right-hander Jake Peavy.
Jake, how excited are you about the 2016 season with the team that you guys have put together? I mean, on paper, it really looks pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited around here. The expectations are there, and we embrace those, but they're around the league right now. Everybody's excited about their team, but we do love what we put together here in this clubhouse, and we expect good things.
What you learned from last year personally? I mean, you had some injury problems at the beginning of the year. The team had to go through so many injuries, yet still battled, and you guys were in the race to the end.
You know, I think last year says a lot about who we are and the type of guys we have in the clubhouse. We lost numerous guys throughout the year. Lost our all-star second baseman shortstop there towards the end. Hunter Pence missing so much time. Me and Matt trying to get healthy and become a part. It was a tough year, but we saw the emergence of some young kids who came up and played incredibly hard. That experience, I think, will give us an advantage moving forward, having the Kelby with the experiences he's had and having, you know, Osich and some of the guys that came up in the pen getting the experience. I think that's going to be nice to build upon this year.
How important is the depth that you have now? What was your reaction when you saw the Giants acquired Cueto and Samardzija?
You're always excited when your team that you're playing for is going out and acquiring top end guys and knowing you're going to join forces with those guys and make each other better and have a chance moving forward to do what we all showed up to do, and that's win another world title.
How much have you changed along the way? What's different about you maybe in this spring training than several years ago as far as the way you prepare and the experience that you have? How do you utilize that?
I do things a lot the same. The older you get, the more you try to work smarter, not necessarily harder. You got to work more efficient and just stay on top of your body. The older you get, and the more miles, innings you've had on the body, you take care of your body and just really try to pace yourself getting ready for the season. Not push it too hard as some younger kids may be at this point in time trying to get on a team.
How much do you enjoy going up to the younger guys and giving them some advice? Do you pick your spots in that area? Because, they're kind of coming along in their own way, yet you can offer a lot.
Well, yeah, anytime you get a chance to engage, you want to, just do all you can to help those guys grow up as fast as they can and take in any of the knowledge or anything you think might help them. I think that's what is the beautiful thing about being in the major leagues. It's all about winning and losing. It's not about anything else. And you taking a lot of these kids in this room who maybe not will be on our team opening day, but they're going to come up at some point in time and have to contribute. The more comfortable and the more you can help them here, the better chance your whole team organization has as a whole moving forward. So I definitely enjoy that time.
We'll have more with Jake Peavy in a conversation we had at spring training in Scottsdale, Arizona, right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscolito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscolito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide warranty backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Giants games, going to Toscolito equals a stress-free life. No torture at Toscolito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscolito, more than just a tire store.
some of these arms are amazing. You mentioned Osich. I mean, he throws 95 miles an hour plus. Strickland, same thing. This kid, Ray Black, throws over 100 miles an hour. So what does that do for them, and how much do they have to maybe look at it and say, you know, it's not just about fastballs. You have to really learn how to pitch, too.
Well, yeah, the talent here, that's for sure. We have right-handers, left-handers, you know, they can do it all, the pitching side of things, and we got some great position players. But like you said, there's that pitchability thing that comes into play, that you combine that talent with the consistency of being able to throw the fastball where you want to, not just 100 miles an hour. You know, and Hunter Strickland kind of went through some of that there in the end of 2014. You know, they're in the playoffs throwing, you know, 99 to 100 and just missing over the plate, and he gets hit a little bit. Last year, I think he really learned from that and grew, and be nice to have him help all these guys in here do the same.
Is there anything you learned along the way? I mean, you don't throw as hard as you did when you first came up to the major leagues that, you know, you have to implement as you go along later in your career?
Yeah, you certainly grow and evolve when you have some surgeries and you don't do things quite the same. You just figure out your arm slot and how the ball's coming out and moving. And that pitchability thing, again, you know, you go back to disrupting the hitter's timing, figuring out ways to get outs.
Before I let you go, you mentioned the defense, and the defense is really solid here. I mean, in watching the World Series, it looked like the Mets, they struggled a lot with defense. One of the main reasons I thought they lost the World Series. So how much does that help you as a pitcher? You look back, and you have a Gold Glover and Brandon Crawford and the way Panic plays, and Duffy improved at third and Belt solid at first.
Yeah, you know, our infield defense is as good as it gets. You know, now adding an Art Spann in center field, moving Angel to left, just does nothing but make us that much deeper, and obviously Hunter in right. We have as good a defense as anybody is going to run out there. And, you know, our guys take pride in playing defense, and it's the way we win a lot of the games. And we recognize that. We don't shy away from it. And as a pitcher, you love to see that.
And how important is your role, I mean, as far as the way you pump up players? You get excited. A guy makes a play, you don't just walk off the mound. You get excited for him. It's kind of like you're a kid again. Do you think that's really important to kind of keep that atmosphere going?
Well, you know, I don't know how important it is. It's just who I am. I'm going to be emotional. I'm going to be excited. Playing the game of baseball is fun. It's fun for me to be a part when something good happens on my side. You'll know it as well as sometimes when things don't go well, you'll see the frustration. So, yeah, it's just who I am, and probably not going to change.
Hey, Jake, thanks a lot. Good luck this season.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
That's Giants right-hander Jake Peavy. Coming up, we'll hear from Giants infielder Kelby Tomlinson after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Now it's time for a conversation that I had with Giants infielder Kelby Tomlinson, who is battling for a spot as a utility player on the Giants roster during the spring.
Kelby, talk about the experience last year and how much that helps you going into the spring training this year.
Yeah, last year was obviously an incredible experience to be able to come up and be able to get to play a lot in a lot of games and get a lot of experience in such a short time. And, you know, just going into spring training, it gives me a lot of confidence knowing that, you know, I'm able to play with everybody up in this league and compete. And, you know, like I was telling somebody else, it's, you know, just I'm also knowing that I did well last year for the short time I was up. Doesn't mean that I'm guaranteed anything in spring training. I'm still going to be, you know, coming into spring training ready to compete and earn a job. Nothing's going to be given to me based on last year. But it gives me the confidence knowing that I'm able to compete at this level.
How much did you work in center field? There was talk about, you know, maybe Kelby Thomas could be a center fielder. What'd you do defensively in the offseason to get ready for this year?
I got to go play out in the instructional league for a few weeks, and then I, you know, got to, even when I got home, I still did some work out there, but I don't think it was ever, you know, a look to a full-time transition to the outfield. I think it was more in case emergency comes up and I have to be put out there that I wouldn't, you know, be completely lost. I'd have a little bit of an idea. So I don't think ever it was the intentions to necessarily move there full-time. But basically to give me a little bit of experience, and so I won't have to necessarily go through a whole learning curve if an emergency comes up. So,
how did you handle the hoopla that exists when you first make it to the major leagues, you know, with family and friends and everybody's excited, and then it just becomes like, oh, okay, you know, he's a big leaguer now, but just that first few weeks, how did you handle that?
I think it was difficult, and luckily I had my wife with me to kind of help handle a lot of my family and stuff and her family, so I think that was definitely helpful. But yeah, that first call up, and you know, with family and friends and stuff, is a little bit of a transition. But you know, I think we did pretty good making through it.
We'll have more with Giants infielder Kelby Tomlinson after this.
Today's interview is being sponsored by Rose Pistola. Since 1996, the well-known Italian restaurant has become a must-visit for locals and world travelers alike. Chef Steve Walker and his team serve authentic Italian cuisine like crispy wood-fired pizzas, pastas, and seafood. Try a classic, the grilled branzino that's prepared tableside. Happy hour is offered at the fully stocked bar weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. Be sure to check out Rose Pistola's incredible list of grappa, a traditional Italian spirit. Live jazz trios perform Thursday through Sunday nights. Stop by for brunch on the patio. Yes, they are dog friendly. Rose Pistola, conveniently located at 532 Columbus Avenue, right in the heart of North Beach. Join Rose Pistola as they celebrate 20 years.
What did you think in the offseason when you saw what the Giants did as far as their moves, some big moves to get Samardzija and Cueto and even Denard Span?
I think they did a great job of getting pieces that are going to ultimately try to help us win more games. And so it's exciting to see that, you know, the front office is doing everything they can to give us the best chances to win on the field. And, so it kind of comes down to us to try and go out there and put the same effort in to try and win games as well.
How much are you looking forward to spring training and developing more with Brandon Crawford? I mean, you get thrown into that in the middle of the season. Maybe you don't get to do as much work as you do in spring training on turning the double play and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it would definitely be good. I mean, I think I had to, you know, learn a lot about him. And you know, anytime you switch guys you're working with up the middle, it takes a little bit of a learning. And so it would be good to get more comfortable with him up the middle in spring training. And
this defense is pretty amazing, all the way around the diamond. So as you look at it, how much of an advantage is that for the Giants that you guys play excellent defense?
Yeah, I mean, Crawford obviously winning the Gold Glove last year is just remarkable. And just getting to watch him play those last 2 months of the year and how good he actually is was a lot of fun. And I got to play a little bit with Joe and Duffy, so I know both of them are phenomenal defenders as well. And just and Belt, got to play with him a little bit this year. And I mean, all the way around, I mean, defense is, you know, a very underrated aspect of the game and how much it can help a team win. And you know, when you look at what we have in the infield, when we can match up against anybody in the league and you know, be able to compete, and I think that's speaks to how we win a lot of games.
What did you learn about playing second base? Because you had played a lot of shortstop in the minor leagues, and you got those runners bearing down on you when you're trying to turn the double play. And it seemed like you improved a lot towards the end of the season with the work that you put in. Did Ron Wotus, work with you a lot?
Yeah, we put in a lot of work once I got up to work on a lot of stuff at second base. And, you know, I think, athletically, the transition from short to second wasn't that difficult. It was just kind of fine-tuning all the little aspects that go into it. And, you know, Wotus did a great job of working with me, and we fine-tuned a lot of that I think, you know, displayed itself in the games later on.
It seemed like a footwork was something that you really concentrated on.
Yeah, we did a lot of footwork and stuff around the second base bag and that sort of stuff.
All right, Kelby, hey, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck this season.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants infielder Kelby Tomlinson. I want to thank him and right-hander Jake Peavy for joining us here on Inside China Basin. Coming up on Friday, we'll hear from a pair of young players in the Giants camp, Mac Williamson and Trevor Brown. They both made their major league debut at the end of the 2015 season, and they are performing well in spring training in Scottsdale, Arizona. So come back on Friday for Mac and Trevor. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.